Hey DC, it's me again. I'm your host Grace, and welcome back to Kind of a Lot, DC's first girly pop podcast. Things are getting kind of freaking official. I've ordered business cards, and I won't lie, I've put them everywhere that I can possibly think of. Bookstores, coffee shops, packing them to every goddamn bulletin board that I see. And if you're like, wow, that's kind of extra. Well, this is the Kind of a Lot podcast. Okay, so let's just all put two and two together here. And yeah, going as far as hiring an intern, because A, I just don't have the bandwidth to edit my own videos. B, I really want to stop asking my friends to film things for me because I know they're just going to get sick of me. And quite frankly, I just really want to hang out with them. So yeah, I'm hiring an intern. If you think that we would be best friends and you love doing tedious things like editing podcasts and videos for Instagram and TikTok, you can go apply. It's up on the company LinkedIn page. And if you don't want to be my intern, that's okay. Just make sure you're following everywhere that you can follow something on, because I'm on it. And I'm almost done with the website. So get ready, because we're just getting started. Okay, so today's episode is all about selling yourself. And I don't mean in like a prostitution sort of way. I mean about learning how to talk about yourself and genuinely believe that you can be the main character in your life. Because I firmly believe that life doesn't get good until you start loving it. But all right, let's get into it. So about a month ago, I became all consumed with this one idea. Like, you know, when you have a really good idea and you just become like really fixated on it, that was me. I would literally wake up in the middle of the night at like 3:45 in the morning, roll over, Google something, screenshot it, and then just go back to bed. And my phone is running out of storage. Also, hence the need for an intern, because I can't keep filming and screenshotting and doing all this stuff because my phone's going to crash out. But yeah, my camera roll is like 98% just screenshots of random questions that I had in the middle of the night. And it got to a certain point where I was doing all this research and I had finally gotten to this place where I was like, okay, I'm not finding anything else about this product, this thing. So I decided to talk to a couple different patent attorneys here in DC, and all of them were like, yeah, you have a novel idea. It actually might be the first of its kind. And if there's one thing about me is that if I'm going to do something, I'm going to fucking do it. Okay. Like, I just go all in. And I decided to bet on myself and open a business. And I kid you not, the very next day, I got laid off. I got laid off back in April. In the moment, I was very upset because this was a job that I had worked for 3 years. But it got to the point where I really didn't love what I was doing. And I was like, I think there's more for me out there. And when I went into that meeting where they told me that my position was being terminated, I thought, you know what? I think this is a blessing in disguise. And, you know, I had savings, I had a side income, and I finally had the time. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to have something that is first to market. But here's the problem. I can't talk about what my product is, like legally. I can't, which is hard because I can't keep my goddamn mouth shut. And I am someone who, some people might think that I come across as selfish or like self-absorbed because I talk a lot about my life, but it's genuinely because I've gotten to a point where I love everything in my life, right? I love my friends. I love my family. I love how I spend my time. I love the community that I'm building. I love everything. Okay. I love who I am. And it took me a really long time to get here, but I wanted to say, you know what? I've built up this brand. I've built up a business, and now I have this product that I love. But as of right now, I can't talk about it. So for legal reasons, we're just going to say that my product is called X. So if I can't market X and I can't talk about X, I need to figure out how I'm going to get people excited about X. So I thought, what am I going to do instead? And I realized I have to build me, right? Like, I have to build up my personal brand, because if I can't sell X, I can at least sell the person behind it, which got me thinking. An old boss of mine said that life is all about selling yourself. Now, granted, it was for a sales position, so he had, you know, some sort of weight in that conversation. But when you think about it, everything, and I mean literally everything in life, is sort of a pitch, right? When you're on a first date and you're getting to know somebody, you're pitching, hey, I'm funny, I'm flirty, I'm a good time, we should do this again. Like, delete your dating apps, pick me, right? So you're selling yourself. When you're trying to go on vacation with your friends and, you know, they're debating whether or not they want to take the personal time off, you're like, hey, let's go on a weekend trip. $225 a night for this Airbnb is a lot of money, yes, but there's a good photo opportunity here. And if there's one thing about me and my friends is that we love a good freaking flick. So, and every friendship in a way is a pitch, right? Because you're saying, this is what I bring to the table, loyalty, trying to think of what the hell I bring to the table. And all of a sudden I've never brought anything to the goddamn table, but you get the gist. But if you don't know how to pitch yourself, if you don't know what makes you you, it can be really hard to build relationships, careers, or confidence because you're not really you, right? Like if you're just a conglomerate of everybody else's ideas and you're trying to be someone that you're not, and you're just trying to be, you know, other people, it's going to be really hard to sell yourself. I mean, if you can't say that you genuinely like and genuinely love who you are, it's going to be hard for other people to like you as well. And it took me a really long time to find my own pitch. You know, for a long time, I really did not like who I was. And I didn't think that I was a good person. You know, I wasn't doing anything that contributed to others in a way that was mutually beneficial, right? Like I didn't read good books. I wasn't curious. I wasn't trying to like intellectually better myself. I wasn't nice. I was kind of a bitch, you know, to my friends and my family. And I lost a lot of friends, you know. And one day I kind of woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm the common denominator here. And I think it can be really, really hard to sit back and kind of self-analyze and figure out what is the problem, you know? And granted, not everyone's going to like you. I don't like everybody. I'd tell you that right now. But I think when you figure out every action that you take affects somebody else, it really opens your eyes. And I was really mean to people because I didn't really know how to sit with myself, right? I don't know if I would say mean, but I wasn't a good friend. I'm a caller, right? Like I will call anybody and just talk and talk and talk, which is also why it's really hard for me not to talk about my business because it's this thing that's starting to become all consuming and I can't talk about it. But besides the point, I'm a phone caller, right? Like I love to talk to people on the phone. I love to rehash the hash, you know, I love a good debrief. It's just who I am. But it got to a point where I was spending every minute by myself talking to somebody else or watching something or reading something or, you know, doing God knows what, because I could not sit with myself. I couldn't do it. I was so bored and I didn't like who I was when I was alone, right? Like I needed some sort of distraction. And honestly, living by myself changed everything. Like I think that people need to live by themselves because that's when you can figure out exactly who you are. And it's expensive. So I understand like not everybody has the opportunity to live by themselves, but if you do have the opportunity, take it. And if you don't have the opportunity, make sure you really carve out time and space to intentionally be by yourself, because living by yourself allows you to figure out what makes you you. You know, are you a morning or night person? What do you do when there's nobody else around? You know, are you reading? Are you learning a new language? Are you rotting in bed doom scrolling? You know, like what is it that you actually enjoy doing? Also, on the flip side, you get to see like how your emotions ebb and flow, right? Like when you've no one to turn to when you're sad, how do you cope with that? You know, What time do you wake up if you're not on someone else's schedule? How often do you clean your space? Does being in a clean space affect your mood? You know, there's all these different things that kind of pinpoint who you are when you're alone. And that kind of introspection can be really difficult if you're not being honest with yourself. You know, like for me, I know that I can be a lot. I mean, I have a podcast called Kind of a Lot. I know that I can be sometimes overbearing, and, you know, I'm aware of that. So when I'm meeting new people and I'm like, you know, making friends and talking to random people on the side of the street, like, I always make an effort to intentionally ask them questions where they can talk about themselves. And I try to be really conversational in that way, because I know that at one point in my life, I was really bad at that. And I would just talk about myself. So I think that I really do think that living by yourself allows you to figure that out. And, you know, I think it's really important to remember that you don't need to be everything to everyone. You just need to be who you are to the right people. So now I feel like I'm in this weird limbo where I'm applying to jobs and I'm trying to sell myself. And it's getting really frustrating, right? Because I apply, I follow up, I tweak my resume for the 87,000th time. I get interviews, I'm getting ghosted, I'm getting dragged through 3 weeks of, oh my God, we love you, you should come work with us, just to be told that, you know, they want someone just a little bit more qualified. And it's really exhausting. You know, I used to think like, once I have the job, I'll be fulfilled. I'll become one of those people who loves what they do. But honestly, I'm not sure that that's even the point. I think that the job can be a part of your identity, but it really shouldn't be all of it. You know, I think what matters more is, what are you doing outside of your work, and what is filling your cup, and who are you trying to be when you don't have to work for somebody else? And I think that post-grad life is, I'm finding that it is the most rewarding and exciting time in my life, at least. I mean, you know, I went to a college where a lot of people had already made their friends. And like a lot of people at my college, they knew their friends from high school, right? So like they went to high school with these people and then, you know, went into college and they already had friends. And during college, I had stayed home from COVID for about a year and a half. I stayed home half of freshman year and then all of sophomore year. And when I came back, a lot of my friends that I had transferred, or they had like found other friends. And it was just not an environment that was conducive to putting yourself out there. You know, like I remember I would email random people in my classes. And honestly, like looking back, I bet that if I asked them now that we were out of college, if they would want to be friends or like grab coffee or study or whatever, I'm sure that they would say yes. Like I don't doubt that. But I think that when we were in college, it was just not an environment where people really wanted to make new friends, you know? And that's okay, because I think that that was just kind of the environment that we were all living in. Also, how many times can I say the word environment? Being on a podcast really makes you analyze every goddamn word that you say. But that was my college experience. And I know that a lot of people had very different college experiences at the college that I went to. But I also found that the people that I went to college with, a lot of them grew up in this sort of pipeline where they went to high school and they surrounded themselves with people who thought and acted exactly like them. And then they got to college and they looked for people who thought and acted exactly like them. And now after college, and this is not just specifically people that I went to college with. I think that this is a type of person in life where after they graduate college, you know, they're not diversifying their friend group. They're not meeting new people. They're not having conversations that are going to enrich them and make them grow. They're just surrounding themselves. Like they take jobs where people think and look and act just like them. And I think that if you're a person like that, and that's how your life has always been, like you don't want to change, you love the people that are in your life, that's totally fine. But I think that there's also a large portion of people who diversity and like getting out of their comfort zone would really benefit them. And I think that that's me, you know, I'm definitely someone who I need to be putting myself out there and making myself do things that are uncomfortable, because that's how I've found that I grow the best. And I don't think that growth can really happen in a place that you're really stagnant in. You know, like if you don't change something about your environment, you are going to stay the same. So I've been really thinking a lot about the idea of a third place, right? So you have your home, you have your work, and then you have something else. And for some people, it's church or a gym or a club. For me, I'm trying to make it this podcast, my run club, the community that I'm trying to build here in DC. But whatever it is, people really need a third place. And I do really try to live my life by the phrase, like, how you spend your days is how you spend your life, right? Like, if you are doing something every day, it's going to define who you are. And to me, again, this is not everyone, but at least for me, waking up and going to a job that I don't really like isn't a good life. To me, it's something that I'm creating, something that I'm joining, something that I'm contributing to. That's a life. Something that, like, I put something in and I'm getting something in return. So I think if you don't have a third place and you aren't getting out of your comfort zone and you don't really like who you are or people that you're surrounding yourself by, try something new. You know, I'm not saying that you have to pick up your life, get a new job, and move halfway across the country. That's not at all what I'm saying. You know, I don't know what's stopping you, but something might be stopping you. It might be you, it might be your family, it might, whatever it is, that might not just not be an option for you. So start smaller, you know, start volunteering, start texting random people being like, hey, I know we haven't spoken in years, but if you're home, we should grab coffee, you know, just start making new connections. Okay. I'm pivoting here to something really important. I've decided that I want to be a cool girl. I know you're laughing. I know. I just need you to envision it with me. Okay. I have been going through every singular piece of clothing that I have. And actually, it'll be my big first YouTube debut if you want to watch me go through everything I own. Unfortunately, it's way longer than a 20-minute video. It took me days to do so. But yeah, I don't know. I decided that this is going to be my cool girl summer. You know, I've never had a summer where I'm like hot, skinny, tan, sexy, funny, and cool. I've been maybe two of those things simultaneously. But this is the summer that I just want to have fun and I want to be really chic. Okay, I am loving the chic girls. But I don't know if I want to be like kitten heel, micro skirt, baby doll tee chic, or if I wanted to be like linen pants, ballet flat, tiny little sunglasses chic with wired headphones. Like, I don't know, you know? So I really need to figure that out. But I won't lie to you, I did just purchase a lip stain. And in my unprofessional opinion, I think that lip stains are the gateway drug to becoming cool. It's effortless. It's giving, she woke up like this. And that's just who I want to be, you know? The end of the day. I also need to learn to be more funny on the pod, because I don't think that my true colors are really shining through here. And I feel like I've just been like talking at you, which I know is the point of a podcast, but I also want to be funny. I mean, I am funny, but I need to figure out a way to portray that, because I haven't been doing a good job at being funny for the podcast. But just know that my better material is coming. Okay. Just stick it out with me now. Listen to me talk about selling yourself and a business that I can't talk about just yet. But the other day I was in a coffee shop and this girl, I'll set this in for you. She was wearing linen pants, a white tank, and a really cute claw clip. And she had wired headphones, which is key. And I think the Birkenstock clogs, but don't quote me on that. And I had to walk up to her. I was like, you look so fucking cool right now. Where did you get your pants? And she did say they were from Amazon. So I think, and I'm an Amazon shopper. All right, through and through. But I don't think Amazon is cool girl. So she lost brownie points for that. Practical, yes. Cool girl, no. Yeah. And she was like, thank you. I'm so hungover. And I was like, wow, that is the energy. That is the energy of the fucking summer. So I'll let you know about whether or not I make it there at the end of the summer. Say some thoughts and prayers for me on that. But at the end of the day, whether I'm pitching a business or trying to find my summer style, I really think it just all comes back to knowing who I am. Because in order to sell something, whether it's a product, a service, or yourself, you actually have to believe in it. So if you're like me and you're in this really weird in-between season of your life, whether you're jobless or you're trying to find new friends, you're rebuilding or rebranding, just know that I don't think you're not behind. I think you're exactly where you're meant to be. And while that might not be much of a consolation, because it feels like everyone is ahead, just know that they're still trying to figure out things that you might already have figured out. So we're all just in a different place, and that's okay. Next week, I'm interviewing actually the coolest girl I know. She owns a bookstore here in the DMV, but not just any bookstore, a fun, flirty, cool girl one. And honestly, I'm just trying to be just like her. So tune in next week for my next guest. But in the meantime, stay fun, stay flirty, and keep working on your pitch, because we can all get better at selling ourselves. All right. I'll see you soon, DC.